Eckhard Ehlers seems to be one of those musicians working in the electroacoustic world that appears unafraid to completely jump styles with each release that he puts out. On Plays, he put together minimal electronic odes to different artists, both musical and other, while Politik braucht keinen Feind found him creating extended, uneasy drones in response to 9/11. My favorite work of his is still his collaboration with Stefan Mathieu on the Great Heroin disc, where the two mix field recordings and subtle electronics into something sublime. A Life Without Fear is the sound of Ehlers diving into an entirely new world again, and it seems rather fitting that it's arriving almost 8 months to the day after Hurricane Katrina swept through the Gulf Coast. Inspired by Alan Lomax's field recordings, damaged blues, world music, and his own sense of extended ambient and drone music, A Life Without Fear moves from claustrophobic unease to defiant confrontations and even a small sense of hope in places. The disc opens with Ain't No Grave, and the take on the traditional song finds queasy layers of guitars bending and weaving with one another, while Howard Katz Fireheart, a New York City and Berlin Renaissance man and member of post-Holocaust pop, adds some soulful wailing.
Ain't that a pity and a dark shame? Ain't how that a pity so far and a dark shame?
Strange Things has a similar modus operandi, finding Charles Hafer Jr. crooning over deconstructed riffs that hiss with heavy fuzz that sound like they were culled from dirt-covered tape reels.
Daniel spoke about it, John the Revelator too. Jesus substantiated it, and the prophecy must come true. God can't lie. He declares man must die. Strange things happening in the land. Now Wilson said to the Kaiser, please let our vessel...
The more ambient pieces on the album are split between discordant tracks like the eerie Frozen Absicht and the jagged A Second Fire that find guitars making elbow room with dissonant stabs in gritty spaces, while others, like the beautiful Maria and Martha, pull together soft strings, fret noise, and trumpet into a lovely swirl of sound. The most distinctive tracks on the entire album is also one of the best. Mizoradze is a somewhat downcast, African-inspired piece that mixes chanting and wailing vocals with minimal percussion to great effect. Because of its wide variety, the full effect of A Life Without Fear is rather disquieting in that it's unafraid to take the difficult path. At times comforting, and at other times bewildering, there's only a faint glimmer of hope peeking out from behind all the dread on this release.